Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Government focused on building the resilience of the agriculture sector. Stay with us to find out how and later or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. Joseph helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and Joseph has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and Joseph built my new classroom.
For 20 years, Joseph, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is focused on protecting the agriculture sector against the devastating effects of natural disasters. Mr. Holness says that agriculture is a key growth industry and damage to the sector from heavy rains and flooding impacted the country's gross domestic product GDP growth for the 2017-2018 fiscal year.
Agriculture is so important to our national economic strategy. The fastest way to grow our economy is to grow the agricultural sector.
The Prime Minister has instructed Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carsten Muda to develop the necessary policies to ensure strategies to build the resilience of the sector become a reality. In the meantime, former Vice Chairman of the Economic Growth Council, EGC, Dr. Nigel Clark, says the government is also looking to establish storage facilities that can be used cooperatively by farmers to store excess produce. Dr. Clark says this provision would balance fluctuations in supply, allowing for more stable market prices and reduced risk premiums, which will make the sector more attractive to farmers. Moreover, it would redound to the benefit of the country by spurring economic growth. Dr. Clark says there is also significant scope to increase the pre-clearance facility space for produce destined for the United States.
So one of the things that we're going to have to do is, from an EGC point of view, recommend to the government to ensure that there's greater coordination, that we can make use of the infrastructure we have.
Former Vice Chairman of the Economic Growth Council, EGC, Dr. Nigel Clark. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Montego Bay Type 5 Health Center will be closed to the public on Saturday, March 24 and Sunday, March 25 to facilitate, among other things, the installation of essential equipment. The health center will resume services on Monday, March 26 at 7 a.m. And farmers are being encouraged to attend the Ministry of Tourism's curated trade day and workshop at the Blue Mountain Coffee Festival on Friday, March 23 in Newcastle, St. Andrew. Come on out and make connections with local and international buyers. There will also be a special presentation on the Tourism Linkages Network's Agri-Linkages Exchange platform. Send your announcements to radio@jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you lie down with dogs, you will rise with fleas. Translation, if you lie with dogs, you will rise with fleas. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Fact: persons with disabilities have a right to education.
A right to proper health care.
Fact: we have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises.
A right to public transportation that we can enter on our own.
And a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the act. Make a start and play a part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts and the act.
Visit jcpdja.com.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, be careful of the friends you keep, as you will pick up their habits. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.